The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning, good morning. This is David Halpern from Hendon speaking on behalf of Derech HaTorah. Start today the Torah Way in Northwest London. Tuesday morning, Chof Hei Iyar, the 25th of Iyar. Hayom Arbuim Yoim Shem Chamisho Shavios V'Chamish Lumim La'Omer. 40 days in La'Omer, Shvirat La'Omer. I'd like to touch two points to discuss two inyanim. One, the inyan of second thing, the union of the Beira Refias, the Koyach of medication which the Eibishter put into the world. I start off first of all, I want to thank the Eibishter very much with my mouth. It was to praise the Eibishter. The first opportunity I had since I've come out of the illness of the corona disease, and Baruch Hashem, I'm back to the Koich as I said before. I want to use this opportunity, Oida Hashem, to thank the Eibishter, the Moed, the Fiyah, the Sheikh Rabim, not have now the Rabim. I'm speaking to a Rabim, Mahaleleni. But before I discuss this Pusik, I want to thank all those who davened for me. I was quite overwhelmed when I came out of hospital and I heard Hamid Phyllis, the word davened all over the world for all the Choylim and Besoichim. For myself, I want to thank all those who davened. And we have to keep on davening. There's still many chaylim who need refias, many people who need nechumas, and all those who are gezint, sha'abriyim yasmidi b'riyisam, should remain gezint and shtak. Now this pusik, oid Hashem, oid b'fiyach, shechrab mahaleleni, we know that David HaMelech, his tfilis, his mekibad ha'klal Yisrael, were tefillahs for all generations, for all matzuvim, for every yuchid, his own matzuv. In Tilim, we find the tefillahs which is appropriate for every yuchid. I'd like to share a thought with you, which I had when I, Baruch Hashem, I came out to hospital before Pesach, as I say, the night I was home, at this Pesach Dikatishin, a thought which I thought, and the Sefer Chassidim state, V'sein Chalkeini V'sein Seichu, Yed Yid, at a chaylik in Torah, and when he has a machshuva, a pshat, and a pusik, and so on, one should be mefasimit, it's a chiv to be mefasimit, al tachzik tov l'atzmach, because this is a chaylik in Torah which needs to be spread out to everybody. David HaMelech says the following, Oid Hashem Oid Rafi. David HaMelech went through all types of tzuras, from when he was born, till mamish when he was nifter, all his life he had tzuras. And he always thanked the Rabbeinu Shalom. He always saw the positive side and everything. And he said, "Oida Hashem Oid v'fiyav se'achrab b'mahaleleli." He carries on to say, "Ki yam oid, because the Eibishter stands and supports Limin on the right side of the Evyoin of the Oraman, lo'ishiyai m'shoiftei nafshoi, to save him, to give the Yeshia m'shoiftei nafshoi from those who are fighting against him, those who are judging his soul." We know that a choyle needs tefillah. There are many Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yeches says very, very explicitly that a choyle needs tefillah. Pashtus, we have a klal that ein chait beloy uvoin, so there's been a reason why the person ein yisirim beloy chait. There's been a reason why the person is a choyle, there's a kitrig and so on against him. So he needs tefillah to be doichik or doichik to push away all the kitrigim. Tefillah doesn't just mean one tefillah. It might mean two, it might mean three, it might mean, as Moshe Rabbeinu needed 516 tefillahs to get into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Kavay al Hashem, daven to the Eibishter, and if you feel that your tefillah was not answered, Chazak, the Yamet Lebechu, strengthen yourself, don't give up, and daven again, the Kavay al Hashem. Maybe you need two tefillahs, three tefillahs, 100 tefillahs, whatever it is. So the Chayla needs tefillahs and tefillahs and tefillahs to get out of his matzif. Tefillah, we know, the tachlis of tefillah is tefillah's alushif in his chabrus, naftila elikim, neftalti. His chabrus of Rabbeinu Shloilam, to be meyachad im koinai, to talk, to elect to Rabbeinu Shloilam, Rabbeinu Shloilam wants, or have to kish my Hashem as koil, Rabbeinu Shloilam wants to hear our koil. And that is done through tefillah. In Emerson, there's another way. Hoiduya, when you thank the Rabbeinu Shloilam, is also his chabrus. And sometimes the whole tachlis of the tefillah was the hoiduya. I saw a vort state, arbu tzadichim lahoidus. Four need to have hoiduya, to bring a carbon taido, and nowadays to bench goimo. What's the solution tzadichim lahoidus? It should the hoidus say, arbu chayuvim lahoidus. What's the tzadichim lahoidus? So I saw a vort based on a vort from Sandro of the Divra Chaim, the Chesir and Alaini. When you bring a carbon toidu, you should bring it to your rutzen. So he learns the pshat in pusik that a person can bring a carbon toidu voluntarily. Anybody can bring a carbon toidu. There are four people who are mechiyev to bring a carbon toidu. One of them is a choyle, as we mentioned before. It could well be that these four people really, if they would have bought a carbon toida themselves voluntarily, they wouldn't have had to go through this matzav, the difficult matzavim of the four, of the arbor tzichim lahoidis. V'chisiz b'chi zevach toida l'Hashem l'rtzoynchem tiz b'chi. Bring a voluntary carbon toida, and through that you might avoid the matzav where you become a chiyuv to bring a carbon toida. So I saw a pshat. They needed the haidur, but because they didn't do it on their own, they were put in a matzah where they became a chiyuv to do so. So haiduria is b'mukam tefillah. Tefillah and haiduria go together. Gemara Megillah also says that tefillah and haiduria is basically one inyan. Now we know amida is a lushan fin tefillah, that vayamoid pinchos vayfalo. It could be that the Rabbeinu Shem sees the chayla, and the chayla needs, because there's a ketchuk against him, he needs tefillah, and maybe he needs a lot of tefillah. But the chayla nevach is lying there. He just about manages to get up to Lang Krishma of Zamanai, to daven with talis tefillin, to daven mincha ma'arif. He hasn't got the koyach really to go put in the tefillahs which he needs to put in the tefillahs. The Rabbeinu Shem's got rachmunis on him. And so the Rabbeinu Shem says, I'll give you credit. In the meantime, I will get other people to daven for you. The tefillahs which you need will be done through others. But afterwards, when you're gezint and you'll have koyach, then you'll pay me back with haiduya. Then you'll make up for all the tefillahs, which I gave you credit for before, taken, now you'll pay back to haiduya. Hence, and this is pshat and pusik. Oid Hashem ma'oid. I want to thank Rabbi Shalom very, very much, befi. If it's a chravim halaleni, I want to do it, barabim. Kiyamoid, zalos and tefillah. Kiyamoid, Rabbi Shalom put the tefillahs in through others, limin evyon, to support this evyon, this chaylo is lying there, b'chaz evyon, to save him from all the ketchigim against him. The Rebbein Shem gave him all the tefillahs through others, but now that he is well, is now there's a chiyuv in chayduya. Oid Hashem, oid v'fiv, zechram mahaleleni. Now I have to make it up, all the tefillahs, which I couldn't do myself, which the Rebbein Shem arranged others to do for me, I have to do it now, through Haiduya. So Haiduya is a gewaltige gezach to thank the Rebbeinu Shem, to recognize the Alle Toivas, and as I said before, not only the Arbu Tzrichim Lahoidas, Amzi Yatzati Li Teilusi Yisapayri, the Rebbeinu Shem has created Yidin with a Koyach Haiduya, and every Yid is called Yid, according to Shevet Yehida, even though we're not all from Shevet Yehida, the Kahan and Malavim are certainly not from Shevet Yehida, and many of us are also not, but we're all called Yidin. Because Yidin is Lush Nahidur, because Leah, Imeni, gave it some, the name Yehida, a solution fin Haiduya. Hapam, Oidus, Hashem, so we're all called Yidin because of the Haiduya. I'd like to move over to the other Inyan, of the Boire Refius. Rabbi Hashem created Refius in the world. Rabbi Hashem is a Boire Refius. He's put into the system of the world medication, Refius, for all type of illnesses. And even for the present illness which is going around the world, they haven't yet discovered the Refia. Perhaps it hasn't been created yet. The Rabbi Hashem is a Boire Refius, Salushan Hoiva, present tense. So maybe he hasn't yet created the Refia. But Rabbi Hashem has created in every person the immune system which fights for his Refia. So that's what they're doing now in hospitals, to at least to keep the person going as much as possible, that he should be able to have the immune system fighting this illness. Rabbi Hashem is a Boire Refius. But I'd like to start with two little stories, which perhaps sounds a bit amusing, but we know that the Sichas Chil and Satamida Chachum and Sich and Limit, Goethe Tzadikim, when they spoke, it wasn't Stamazay, there was something more hidden in it. Tfilis, or the Ramuzim and Torah, and so on, so on. Two stories of two of the greatest Gedolei Yisrael in the, over 200 years ago. One was known as Reb Herschel as a Bechoiva, and one was Reb Kivayga, Zwei Gewaltige Gedolei Yisrael. The story goes as follows. Reb Herschel as a Bechoiva, in his town, there was a doctor who was an apikoiris. I mean, in the olden times, we didn't have the luxury which we have today of doktorim, yorayim, ishlaimim, who are moise nefesh, for Ahavas Yisrael, to help others. In the olden times, there was very few of them. Most of them, unfortunately, were not from apikoiris, and so on and so on. It was a big problem. So in his town, there was a doctor, a very clever person. He was a mean apikoiris. And from a mean, you're not allowed to be nisrapa because he's got an influence. And the person, the Chayva, used to always tell people, you mustn't go to him. People needed the doctor, so don't go to him. The story goes as follows, that once the person, the Chayva himself, wasn't well, and he asked his Gaba, please call the doctor. Everybody was surprised. The Rebbe himself, for himself, he calls the doctor. The doctor obviously was very honored that the Rebbe is calling him. He felt, now is an opportunity to show. And the doctor came to the Rebbe. And as he came in, he said, Rebbe, what can I do for you? So the Rebbe said to him, tell me, doctor, are you well? So he said, yes, nothing wrong with me. I'm well. I've come here to heal the Rebbe. I'm well. So the person of the Torah said, you're well? I don't quite understand. I was a kasha. You are well. You are a person who doesn't serve the Rabbi Nishleilim. You don't daven. You don't believe in him. You don't put on tefillin. And you are well. And I serve the Rabbi Nishleilim as a kal v'chomer that I need to be well. Doctor, I need you for this kal v'chomer. Thank you very much for coming and goodbye. Good night. Look, it sounds a bit of as if he was trying to make latuna to the doctor. Maybe he was. But I think there's a deeper thought in this. Let's move over to another story, but I must say this other story, I'm not sure how authentic it is. I've seen it written. I can't really trace the actual makor of it. As we know, Rabbi Kivayga established a hospital, and he was very much involved in Bikur Cholim, in helping people. In the hospital once was a chush of a person who was ill, and the doctors couldn't really find the real way to heal him. So once, the Kivayga came to visit the person, and there was a top specialist there, and he asked the specialist, is there no medication to help this person? And the specialist said, unfortunately, there's nothing, and this person is deteriorating. So Kivayga said, there's no medication anywhere in the world? He said, oh yes, in the world there is, but I can't get hold of it here. And actually he said the king of his country had the same illness, and he sent somebody to somewhere far, very far away, different Medina, thousands of miles away, and there, there's a certain bird, which something from the bird, I don't know, the liver of the bird, or something from the bird, which from that can heal this illness, but there's no way, how can we get over there? A king has got shlichim all over the world, there's no way we can do it. So Rabbi Kivayga turned around to Rabbi Nishloilim, he said, capital tell him, Rabbi Nishloilim, If you created this bird with a koyach harafia for this illness and for this king, they managed to get hold of it, this yid This is Eved Hashem, learn Torah and tit mitzvahs. It's Kal v'chomer that we should have the birth for him. And Kivayig with his Koyach HaTorah, so, lo and behold, they heard a flutter outside the window, and they had this bird and caught this bird, and the man had their fear. That's how the story goes. But to explain this story a little bit, I'd like to move over to a different thing, and we'll come back to it. My Shver Zecher Tzadik Levrucha writes in the Sefer Mekadshei Hashem that the experiences which he had in Auschwitz when he was there. He writes that at the end, when the Americans were already bombing Auschwitz, the Amalekim, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, took them.
Kol Halashon.
Took out the Yidden on a death march. Many people never died on the way. Hashem Yimkim Domam. My Shver Baruch Hashem survived. On the way, they were starved to death, literally. People were starving and thirsty, and there was nothing to eat. And they bent down and picked up grass. They tore grass. They were eating grass. And they found the grass was very nourishing. And there were people who had various ailments, and they realized that in these grasses, they had the fears. And my Shver was standing there thinking, the Rabbi Nishom has given a koyach rafia in plants. We know that most riba-de-riba medication is derived from plants, from the shurim, asabim, grasses, and so on. And he was thinking to himself, what was zoicha, asabim, and grants that they should have a koyach rafia? Not meat, not fish, not staple, not bread. Dafka in plants, in herbs. Why has herbs got this koyach? And he thought to himself, Avot v'b'nai yisoscho b'shem de mezitcha magid. We know there's shloish esre middah shel rachmim. Hashem, Hashem, kail rachm b'chanin. According to many Rishonim, kail is the first of the shloish esre middah shel rachmim. Mezitcha magid says that if you want to have a refia, you have to use the shem kail. The shem kail is for chesed kail kol hayom. Kail is for refias. And therefore, when Miriam was ill with Tzaras, in the end of Parshat Bahaloschu, Moshe Rabbeini davened for her, and he said, Kail no rafu no la. Use the Shem Kail. Look at Mezitcha Magid, that the Shloisha Semid Shel Rachmim corresponds the Shloisha Semid Shel Torah Nedreshes Behen. And therefore, because Moshe Rabbeini wanted to have the Shem Kail, to be Ma'oyah the Shem Kail, he had to make a Kal V'Chomer. And we know in the Torah there are 10 Kal V'Chomers, and one of the Kal V'Chomers was made then, B'Avio Yurak Yurak B'Feneo Alo Shekulim Shivas Yomim, Tesuga Shivas Yomim, and she was locked up for 7 days and with a Tzaraas. That was based on a Kal V'Chomer which Moshe Rabbeinu made. Zuktum Ezech Shemagid, Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kal V'Chomer in order to be Mamshech the Shem Kael, to be Zoichot the Shem Kael, and the Shem Kael is the Shem for Rafius. A Kal V'Chomer we know is Odom Don Ma'atzmai. This is a Sichli Sikazach which Rabbi Yishon put in the Bria, that any person can make his own Kal V'Chomer. So my Shver thought the following. In the Torah there are 10 Kal V'Chomers. The first Kal V'Chomer were made by the Deshurim. Rashi says in Bereishis that the Rabbi Yishon did not tell the Deshurim the grass, they have to be Leminoi. But they created themselves Leminoi. Why? Because they had a Kal V'Chomer, Ma'adoch trees, where you can obviously see the difference between apples and pears and oranges. They were Leminoi, they were told to be Leminoi. We weren't told to be Leminoi, but we understand from a Kal V'Chomer we have to be Leminoi. So they made a Kal V'Chomer and they were Leminoi. So therefore, my Shver said, maybe that's the reason they were Zoicha to the fears, because they made the Kal V'Chomer. And with the Kal V'Chomer, the Ma'ira, the Shem, Kale, and therefore the herbs have the Koyach for Nefiah. That's Ad Kan from my Shver. Based on this, I thought maybe this was the Kavuna of Rabbi Kivayga and Rabbi Shlitshova, where when they needed the fears, they felt they have to make a Kal V'Chomer. So they made a Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Shlitshova made a Kal V'Chomer based on this doctor, used the opportunity, and Rabbi Kivayga made a Kal V'Chomer with this bird. And because of the Kal V'Chomer, they had a tefillah to the Eibishter to be Ma'ir the Shem Kael, and through that they bought themselves the fears. I heard from Reb Shimon Hirschler that he said that it could be, that's the inyan, why it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tuf Tzadik Dalet, Noyagin Lishtoyach Asabim B'Shvias, Bebute Kneisius Sebabatim, Zeichel Simchus Matan Torah. We use grass on Shvias because we want to also make a Kal V'Chaimah. Madoch, the grass, were not Mitzivah V'Oisa. They were not Mitzivah to be Leminam. They did it Leminam. We, Eden, on Shvias, were Mekabel the Torah, 613 mitzvahs, we are Mitzivah V'Oisa. They should be Mechayev as a Kal V'Chaimah to be Mekabel the Torah properly. That's a thought he had. So I'd like to add something to it. The Shulchan Aruch is a bit strange, L'Chaimah. No again, L'Shtoich Asabim B'Shvias. Zeichel is Simchas Matan Torah. And the Mishabriya says, what's the Simchas Matan Torah? Because around Har Sinai there also was glass. Stet Hatzoin, Ba'abukar Al Yiri, Amil Horahi. Says Al Yiri, there must have been grass there, which is rather strange. In the Midway, you don't normally see grass. The Boishim put grass there. So, Zeichel for that, we also put grass in the Shulz. In Lechayla, what the Mishabriya means to say, and the Shechnoch means to say is, the Boishim made, it should be Geschmack, like by Kriyas Yamsif. By Matan Torah, with Geschmack, you have grass, it makes it more Halchuvas Hadas. That's the Lachoyle Bapastus. Of a little schwer, Zeichel is Simchas Matan Torah. What the Simcha of Matan Torah is grass, what go on to the other. And we have to make a Zeichel for that. We have 49 days preparing us for Kabbalah Torah, Shleis Magbula, with a whole night of Shvias before we're up. And we lie in the Seret HaDibbas, and we have to make a Zeichel L'Simchas Matan Torah with grass. So I thought this Ken Zal, perhaps, Rabbein Shem put grass at Kabbalah HaTorah there at Har Sinai, because Rashi tells us, Chazal say, L'Einei Kol Yisrael, that all Yidin were Nisrapa, all blind people could see, all deaf people could hear, all Yidin then Nisrapa go on with Matan Torah. So in order to bring a refia, the Rebbeinu brought grass, because grass was the one who made the first Kal V'Chaimah, and the refia goes through grass, the Ma'od V'Shem Kael. So because of that, the Eidah should put grass. Ken Zan, Dusuk T'Shechan Uruch. Now again, we also want, besides Matan Torah, which obviously, that's the Tachlis of Shvias, we also want the side benefits of refias. So we also bring grass in the Buta Medrushim. Zeichel L'Simchas Matan Torah, L'Simchas Boch Hashem, the Allah Choylin, then go on the stop, but for that, we also put grass in the Beis Medrash. I'd like to finish off with a vote, which is a gehet from Klodem Begeruf. We lined last week the Toichacha, as the Gemara says in Megillah, the Flamed Aleph, Tichle Shunu V'Kilo Leiseo. We want to finish off all the clueless of the last year, especially what we've been going through the last few months. Tichle shuna, it should all stop, it should be finished. Tuchel shuna b'chaseyo. It's a Tosfos, so why don't we line b'chaseyo, the last week, we still got another week to go, by Midbar. We always line by Midbar before Shvias. That's a cloud group, but Midbar is always a Shabbat before Shvias. Sometimes, Nosai also, but normally, by Midbar always. The Tosfos, we want to make a bit of a hefsek between Tichle Shuna V'Kilaseyo and Rosh Hashuna. Shvias is our Rosh Hashuna, Zukta Gemura. Rosh Hashuna Elunais. It's one of the four Rosh Hashunim. So Tichle Shuna V'Kilaseyo, and then we make a hefsek of Bamidbar. That's what the Gemura says. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashuna says, Ba'atzeres in Shvias, Nedoinen al Peiris Ho'ilan. So Ibsh says, down people on Peiris Ho'ilan. Push the Pshat. It's a Peiris. So group the Peiris. The Chayla, Shvias, nothing better to be done. And Pesach, al Tvias Uretz. No, Tvias Uretz is a basic thing. A person has to have Tvias to live on. A man Kemach, and Torah. Peiris is a bit of a luxury. One can survive without Peiris also. And Shvias is the Ibsh that done on Peiris Uretz. So the Klodem Begeruf said the following. He said, there are various types of panusas. In the olden times, everything was based on agriculture. Most things, I mean, agriculture. So in fields, you have fields, you have sudos, iklumim. The chilek is sudos are fields where every year you have to plow and sow. You have to work very hard, as the Mishnah says in Klal Gudel and Shabbos, there are 11 meluchos before you see a piece of bread. Yid alef melechas apas. Choyles, araya, and so on, until you get a bit of bread. In orchards and pears, you do nothing. You prune them a bit, you spray them, there's nothing to do besides to take off the pears of the tree. It's an automatic. It's two types of panlusas. There's an easy panlusa and a difficult panlusa. The Mishnah says, according to how much a person makabel, the oil Torah, he's going to learn Torah, with Kavir's Itim La Torah, and Shechmuch said there's a chiv to learn by Yoim, and a chiv to learn by Laila. Kavir's Itim by Yoim, Kavir's Itim by Laila. Besides that, there's Bechlal Chiv, whenever a person is not busy, is Panus or other Tzruchim, which he needs to do, is a chiv to learn Torah. Is how much a person makabel the old Torah, Shvi'is, the Choshun of a Torah, how much is makabel, is Mamavir, Memeni, Oil Malchus, Oil Derechis. That's how much you'll have an easier type of panusa. So, by Tzeres Nedoin and Al Peres Ilan, we're down, the Boinshim is down the person, according to how much he's makabel the old Torah, will he have a panusa of a Suda or of a Kerem? Al Peres Ilan is the easier panusa. So, if he'll have be makabel the old Torah, he'll have an easier panusa. Adkan Divrei Rav. So that is Tuchel Shunei Bechaseil. In Klal Yukah this week it says, Klal Yukah and Rimei Shafanshin also expands on this inyan, that Bamidbar always is a Seder before Shvius. Skim Shvius, Ayom Tov, Kabbalas HaTorah, Torah with 630 mitzvahs. And sometimes the thought goes, Gavaltik, I remember my years in Yeshiva, Yid, before Shvius, how there was such a build-up. When it came Shvius, everybody was on the high. Mr. Gavaltik, Kabbalas HaTorah. And as they used to say that Motzei Shvius, that the tefillah was, V'havoscho al tusim memeni lo'ilumim, this Gavaltik, Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas HaTorah, which you were a Zoicha, is al tusim memeni to carry on after Shvius. So a person has thought, yes, that was those times when I was a Ben Torah, sitting with Melech Yom HaVelayla, Shifti V'Veis Hashem, Gavaltik. Today, I'm not on that Madrega, I'm nowhere near it. What's the Shvius? This week said by Midbar teaches us something very important. We know that Shukal Moshe connected Kol Yisrael. Moshe was counted like 600,000 people. In this week said, so count every Yid. Every Yid is counted. When you count every Yid, Moshe Rabbeinu counts as one, and I count as one. There's two types of Cheshbonos. Avada, there's a Moshe Rabbeinu Shukal connected Kol Yisrael. But there's also a cheshma that every Yid counts as one. You can have 9 Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't say Kedisha Baruchi. You can have 9, 10 push the Yid and you can. So Sur is also a lush from Esnasis. Sur, raise the spirits, the Hageshim, from Klal Yisrael, that every Yid should know that he counts with him. Without him, the count wouldn't be Bishlemis. Yes, Shishim River Oisis Latoira, every Ois in Toira, if one Ois Hashem is missing, the Toira is not Kusha. The soul raise the Yid and should realize every Yid his connection with Torah, his ois in Torah, he's a part of the Torah, and that's the way to go forward to be makabel the Torah. So that's why we're lying b'midbar before Kabbalah HaTorah. I'll finish off just with another one short part on Hoduya, which I said before, Oid Hashem, Oid Vafir, Sechram Haleleni, Kiyam Oid Limin Evyon, Enoch HaPshat, Ken Zan. The Gemara says, if somebody came in town and he had somebody was machmas oirechim in a very good way, he shouldn't go around telling everybody how good his balbus was, because other people will come and perhaps the balbus can't take in so many oirechim. The Gemara says, if you praise somebody who did your gavaltik gatoiva, klula yechushav lo. Sometimes it can be a clue. The Gemara in Erevin of Tesvov says that you're causing him trouble because many people will come and also want to benefit from his gewaltig chlus zorchem, and maybe you can't afford it. So therefore, don't praise him, Barabbim. Dr. Vadamelech, that's only shaykh if the machnas oirech is not a mefursim to the machnas oirech. If it's machnas oirich, mafas, and rabbi, I have free food in my house. Anybody can come. Whoever wants to come is gladly welcome. If he's mafasim it himself, then there's nothing wrong in you telling how good he was to you, because there's no chash that he'll be overwhelmed with orchim, because he himself is mafasim it. Zuklav da melech, oida Hashem, I thank the Rabbi Hashem oid b'fi, if a serch rabbi mahaleleni, I would be mafasim it. There's no chash if I'm mafasim it, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Why? Ki yam oid li menevian, the Rabbi Hashem himself stands there and he announces, anybody who wants to benefit from my benevolence, from the Rabbi Shlom's Gewaltke, Tov Hashem Lakoil, is welcome to come. If the Rabbi Shlom himself announces it, there's no chash that I shouldn't do so. So therefore, Oid Hashem, Oid Vefi, Evtech Rab Mahaleleni. We should always praise the Rabbi Shlom when things are good and when things go bad. And we should also praise the Rabbi Shlom, Kshem Tzorach HaTov, Tzorach HaTov, HaRuah. We have to see the good in everything. The Ebesh the Helfen, as Mazalvata, Davenen for all the Cholim, and Mazalvenen for those who need Lechumas, Mazalvenen as the Gazins, the Umblam Gazins, the Shtag, and Mazalzoichazan, to Freilich and Yom Tov, Makabal Zan, the Torim, to Simcha, Mazalzoichazan, to Bias, Mashiach, Tzadkaini, Bimhaira, Bimaini, Amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.